Exodus 20, verse 15, Shemot Perakov, Pasuk Tadvav, Hadiber Shmini, the eighth commandment. Begin reading. Lo, do not. Tignov, you shall steal. Lo tignov, you shall not steal. So that's the commandment. Now let's give it a little thought. The classical sages say that the eighth commandment against stealing corresponds to the third commandment not to profane God's name. Stealing, in the sense of the Hebrew word ganav, refers to both the act of carrying off by stealth that which is not one's own, that is criminal theft, but also to the deceptive inner disposition that accompanies the action. And ultimately, that deceptive inner disposition is a form of self-deception. After all, none of us categorically owns anything, since God alone is the creator and giver of all life. Stealing arrogantly and vainly attempts to seize something and to claim it for yourself, blindly disregarding the fact that in Him we live and move and have our being. God's mandate for Adam was to take care of and serve Him in the garden, and that implies a sense of responsibility for the creation, over which God gave man dominion, and for what is produced in creation. Having things is a form of stewardship, in other words, for which we are responsible before God. Neither Jewish tradition nor Christian approves of greed, avarice, and selfishness, and on the contrary extol virtues of sharing and giving to others in need. The basic principle of capitalism, or the free market, is that as you earn things, you are entitled to their use. In other words, a workman is worthy of his wages. Hard work and good effort is rewarded, whereas shiftless activity and lack of effort is not rewarded. And while tzedakah or charity is commended in Scripture, it shouldn't be an excuse for others not to work or to take care of their own affairs. God did not want to set up a welfare state as much as He wanted individuals to take care of their families and to have a life based on His care and provision through their work. Now, of course, there are exceptions to this where there are people that are disabled or handicapped in various ways, and they need a leg up to help them cope with the economic realities of earning a living and so on. But in general, it's not a matter of respect to just simply give out handouts or to give people free money so that they never learn to take care of themselves. Again, there are the poor and needy in our culture and those that are disabled and so on, and they need help and care, and society needs to make provision for that. But in general, the ideal vision of a free market is that people will take care of themselves, and then out of their provision, they can help others. Incidentally, Hadiber Shmini, or the Eighth Commandment, is a refutation of communism, because communism makes the moral claim that there should be no such thing as private property or private capital, and therefore justifies stealing that capital from others and acquiring it for itself or for its own political purposes. However, the Eighth Commandment explicitly forbids the stealing away of private property or capital, and indeed assumes that individuals are entitled to the ownership and use of capital, provided that it is done so ethically and honestly. So communism itself is founded on a fundamental contradiction, namely the moral claim that stealing is wrong, and then the implementation of thievery in order to acquire its power to redistribute wealth. And as we all know, modern communism, in the name of sharing and the idealistic vision of misguided romanticists like Karl Marx, who incidentally was not a creative mind at all, and indeed owes much of his thinking to the German philosopher Friedrich Hegel, Marx simply taking Hegel's ideas of spirit and regarding those as being material social changes due to economic forces. So untold suffering has resulted from the sham philosophy of Karl Marx in the world, wherein those who seize power by fooling the masses into being their advocate overthrow the established order, usually by deception, blaming others, and by propaganda, and then by means of social agitation, creating unrest and causing violence, communist revolutionaries forcibly assume the means of production, establish an inner circle and cabal, and seize total control, all in the name of the supposed greater good of society. ironically and tragically, the very faults that communism purports to correct in capitalistic culture are only amplified and magnified under its regime of absolute control. Communism may sound attractive on paper, but its premise is that human nature is essentially good, and that is its fatal flaw. Human nature, being such as it is, does not like to relinquish power, and therefore those that assume power, all in the name of the people, invariably end up being tyrants and dictators of what is permissible in culture. Now you might wonder, what does this have to do with the Eighth Commandment, that you shall not steal? And it has a lot to do with it, because this kind of thing, this political movement of communism, which is here now in the United States, as well as all over the world, is a force of thievery. It assumes that the government and the state is more fundamental reality than the individual, and therefore the state can appropriate whatever it wants for its own purposes, all in the name of the greatest good for the greatest number of people. And of course, that idea has to be justified without appealing to its own principle, which is another discussion. Well, it's time to wrap this up now, but let me just end with a final comment. It can be helpful to take the prohibitions of Scripture and then use logical contraposition, that is, reverse the terms and negate both, to get another perspective on the commandment. In other words, instead of saying, thou shalt not steal, we invert that to mean, thou shalt give. And so a positive way to view this Eighth Commandment is that we should be giving people, that love is essentially a matter of giving. In fact, the Hebrew word ahava comes from a word meaning to give. And the greatest example of ahava, or love, is in Yeshua, who gave himself for us so that we would live. He gave up his very life so that we could live. And he is our model and our pattern for how we are to deal with others. So the Eighth Commandment, lo tignov, meaning do not steal, is a boundary that God gives us to protect us as we try to make our way through this world. But he expects more than us just not stealing or taking things that don't belong to us. He wants us to be giving people who help heal and bring relief to people who are suffering in this world as well. So in connection with this commandment, think about how you can give to others, how you can repair the world, how you can bring value to the world. As Yeshua said, give and it will be given unto you. And it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and I wish you all the best as you walk with our Lord and give him the glory in your daily life. Shalom, shalom, friends.